Hello.
Linda, my friend.
Andy.
You're living that bachelorette life. Mark is gone. You're just farting all over the house, pooping with the door open. You do whatever you want to do.
It's true. Didn't even realize it, but it's true.
Are you relishing this time to yourself, this time alone, after a whole year of being stuck in the same space with somebody?
If I'm being honest, it's really sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was not prepared for that.
Just sad being in an empty apartment, or just sad because you miss him, or what?
I think both. Yeah. Last night I was like, oh, no, what do I do with myself? Do I just sit here until it's time to go to sleep? I took the dog to the park. I read a book.
Yeah,
really,
you did
didn't
human
know what
stuff.
To do with
you were,
myself.
You were a grown human with adult interests, like reading books and going to the dog park. It's great.
I know, and yeah, it's really, really, really strange, Andy, to have been around another human being for this many consecutive days, and then suddenly they're not there. I gotta admit, it's strange. It didn't help that Lenny was really sick yesterday.
Oh, no, that's very upsetting.
Yeah. He was, like, unable to leave his crate, and I couldn't get him to drink any water, and I couldn't get him to
Lenny,
eat.
Oh, Lenny, no.
I took him to the vet, and they put one of those camel humps of water under his skin.
Oh,
Have you ever
done that to Sadie, but I've seen that before. It's very unnerving, I feel like.
Yeah, it's really strange. They're like, yeah, I'll just, like, inject some water in there, and it'll work its way to the right
places,
I guess.
That's how bodies work, apparently.
Yeah. Like, what if they did that to you?
Wild shit. Wild shit. Is he okay now?
So this morning I was worried because I had to, like, drag him out of his crate, and he was still not moving and not, like, wanting to drink water. But I think he's okay now.
Just came around?
Yeah, I got him. He drank a little water. He had a few nibbles of his favorite food, and then he even went and grabbed a toy for a minute.
There you go. Back to his old self.
So I think he's going to be okay. Like, he did then go back to his crate. Like, he was like, all right, I did it. And the ghost snooze a little bit more. But I guess dogs get sick just like humans. They get little puppy colds. Mm.
Dude, I get so stressed out when Sadie's sick. And one of the first things I always think is, like, fuck, I could never have a human child. Like, the amount of anxiety I feel over this dog, like, you know, having pooped weird twice and, you know, being vaguely more lethargic, I don't know if I could have a human child. I might not be able to handle it.
I know. But a human child can at least tell you, like, tummy hurt or headache or whatever. Like, with doggy, you're just like, well, you're being weird. Why are you being weird? You're not normally like this.
It's very alarming, for sure.
It's so anxiety-inducing. Yeah, I took him to the vet yesterday, and they were like, well, we could either charge you thousands of dollars to, like, run every single test known to man, or we can, like, send you home, let you know that it doesn't seem...
Give him a camel hump and send him home.
Yeah, because he hasn't drank water, so we can at least help him rehydrate, and then you can just, like, keep an eye on him. So I'm like, yeah, let's do that option. But then you're like, well, what if that wasn't the right thing? What if he dies in the middle of the night now?
Yeah, that's horrible to feel that way. It's horrible to have that going on, and it sucks to do that alone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyways, I felt weird with him being gone, and now I feel a little bit better now that Lenny's feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, Lenny's a good companion when he's in good spirits and health.
He really is.
We like that guy. He's so fun and fluffy.
I know. So now I'm sitting at the park, and the weather is perfect. It's like 70 degrees and sunny. There are roughly 12 new moms hanging out with their babies to my left. Some men touching
some pandemic babies, you think? Some pandemic babies?
Ooh, yeah. These are some new ass babies I'm looking at.
They're you know, four months or younger. Looks like people got blown down when they were stuck home.
This is like 1 to 2 months. Yeah.
Oh, these are pandemic babies then, man. People got busy when they were stuck at home. Nothing to do.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like everybody I know when the pandemic started either stopped having sex completely or started having sex constantly. I feel like there was no middle ground. From talking to my acquaintances, it seems like there was nobody in the middle.
Yeah. I think that's what these things do to people. I remember, like, when I was going through, it was only a few weeks, but Hurricane Sandy, when I lived in New York, I was in the constant boning variety of human.
You were in a boning chapter.
Yeah, and then this disaster, I was in the first camp of. Yeah, but what if I never thought about sex again?
Yeah, it takes all kinds, Linda. It takes all kinds.
You just can't know, and you can't choose. You can't be like, oh, I want to be in that camp because it sounds more fun.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I can't.
But yeah, I was surprised. Like, some of my friends decided it was the time to start having a kid. And to me, it was terrifying to think about getting pregnant and ending up in a hospital where my partner could not be in there with me.
I had a couple of friends, too, that also, like, took this as an opportunity to get pregnant. And, like, I cannot empathize with that worldview at all. Because, first of all, I was, you know, the pandemic made all of us feel very concretely the fragility and tenuousness that society is held up by, right? Like, everything is so fragile. And you like to think that, you know, life just goes on and everything's going to be fine all the time, but sometimes things aren't fine, and that's just how the world works. And I feel like we lived that during the pandemic. And the other thing is, having kids during the pandemic was awful. Everybody that was parents was like, this is the hardest thing that's ever happened to me or anybody I ever know. And like, frankly, like me and Hillary and you and other people that don't have kids were like, oh, this is, I mean, you know, it's fine. Being home is nice. Like relaxing, sleeping in a little bit, you know? So I was like, I couldn't understand people that were like, this is the time. This makes me want to have kids.
Right.
You know,
right.
This moment where I both feel like the future is at the most uncertain. And also I'm aware that having a child is a very real burden on your life. I mean, I don't mean to like, it's not the only thing it is. It's also a great joy, but it's also a burden. It makes your life harder.
It's also a big old burden. Yeah.
And when something hard happens, like a pandemic and you lose your job or whatever, like to also have a kid at that moment makes all that stuff harder. And so I felt like, you know, I felt like I barely made it through the pandemic with my sanity. And the idea of having a kid simultaneously is just unthinkable to me. And it made me more hesitant to ever think about having a kid.
Yeah, but I am at that age where it is nice to have a kid and the kid's needs to, like, distract me from all of the boring and dumb and hard shit in life. Like,
I wonder so much about how much having a kid is really that for people.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
some
like,
variety of
I
that.
I just want something else to need me because I'm sick of thinking about myself. I've been thinking about myself for 30 plus some odd, how old am I? 34. 34 years.
I think it's also that it's like that, or it's also like a slight variation on that is just that, you know, you mentioned like, oh, I'm sitting around, don't know what to do. Like having a kid, you always know what to do. Like you have to stop deciding what to do for the rest of your life, right? It's just like you just until the kid turns 12 or whatever and goes to their first slumber party. Like you just get to do whatever the next thing that must be done is forever.
Right.
Which I think some people really like that structure. It's like, oh yeah, there's always things that need to be done, and I just do the next thing, and that like informs my life. I don't have to like make decisions every day about what it is I do, really.
Right. I think it's kind of nice.
I get the appeal. There are days like that for me. I mean, it's the same thing where like, you know, Hillary and I are like, what do you want for dinner? What do you want for dinner? Oh no, we're doing this again. Awful.
Yeah.
You know?
And
just having
kids
all
are
those questions
like,
answered for you.
Nuggets.
Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I guess we're having spaghetti with butter again is what we're having for dinner.
Right. My niece was in town all weekend, and it was super fun. It was raining, and normally, like, around this time, like, New York would be, like, the busiest place on earth, but because of the pandemic and because of the rain, and it was, like, a weird, like, winter that we had, it was, like, in the 40s
this
weekend.
Yeah, very cool this past weekend.
Yeah, like, I picked them up from the airport and was like, let's drive the long way home. So we drove through Manhattan, and just, like, right in front of FAO Schwartz, there was a parking spot. Like, in, like, Midtown, like, in Times Square. So, we just, like, parked the car and, like, walked around and did, like, basically all the New York things. Like, Times Square FAO and all the stuff. And
how hard do you check for some sort of sign that says you're not allowed to park here? Because I would have assumed there's no way that parking space would have been available. I'd be looking for a trap door, for some sort of, you know, piano suspended on wires above the parking space.
Yeah,
It was a prank that was being set
up. I was like, this is a trap.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
An absolute trap.
Yeah, a big box
and the next
with
day,
a stick holding
we did
it
again.
Up.
Yeah, the next day we did it again. We drove back into Manhattan. We went to the Natural History Museum. And for that, we did have to park like 10 minutes away because it was a rainy day and apparently everybody else in New York had
the idea.
Yeah,
people love to go to museums on the rainy days.
Yeah, so that was maybe not my best idea, but she did get to see a dinosaur and that was cool. And then
they have real dinosaurs there now? That's sick.
Yeah, real living, breathing dinosaurs.
Wow, very cool, very cool.
You can feed them Jello shots.
There's those improv chops coming in.
Finally, it's back. One pandemic later. And then we took her to the West Village, and we had the big gay ice cream. It was just so cute. It was such a great time.
Was this her first trip to New York
of an age,
period, just ever?
Period.
I was going to ask of an age where she might have a chance of remembering it, but it sounds like forever. I mean, that's a big thing, first New York trip.
It is. And my sister, my sister's smart. Like, there were times previously that I was like, no, you got to bring her, you got to bring her. And she was like, I'm going to wait until she can, like, walk on her own 2 feet the whole time and really enjoy certain aspects of it that she otherwise couldn't. And she was right. It was
Linda's
it was
sister
great.
Is very smart and savvy.
Yes, she is. And my sister loves to work out, so I took her to my new boot camp class.
Are you still obsessed with that?
I'm into it. I'm really into it. My sister said if I lived here, I would come here every day.
Every
so
day.
So that was my sister's review. Yeah. Well, every weekday. My sister's like, she's really big on working out Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, you eat pizza, and you don't give a shit, and you don't work out, and then you get back into your routine on Monday.
That sounds like a good ritual. I can't get
into
that.
She has a good ethos. But yeah, that was my weekend. It was great. It was so cute. And I think that was also why I felt so weird yesterday, is because I went from, like, having family in town, and Mark was here, and everything was crazy and, like, planned every second. And then suddenly on Monday morning, or like on Tuesday morning,
that's whiplash.
They were gone. Mark was gone, and I was in this big empty house by myself.
And Linda was staying in his crate and being sick. Maybe I feel like Sadie works herself into a sickness sometimes, where like she'll get stressed or anxious enough that she like gets weird. I wonder if Mark being gone, Lenny's like,
I genuinely think that could have been part of it. Yeah, this is the first time in over a year that Mark's been away. So like, yeah.
Yeah, Lenny don't remember anything. He's a little tiny puppy. He didn't care about stuff. So, yeah. Maybe it's just too much change for Lenny. He's also in shock.
Yeah, and I think that his breed is the kind that needs, like, their people to be around. Like, they're always, like, doing count of, like, okay, where are you? Where are you? Okay, I'm going to stay in the middle of where both of you are. And now I'm good. And we also, when we were walking to the vet, he saw a man who looked only mildly like Mark and ran up to him as if he was Mark. And it was very cute.
Oh, buddy. He just misses Marky.
He misses his daddy.
He misses Papa.
Papa. I'm watching one pigeon, like, chase the other pigeon. Papa. For some reason.
Pop filter with my papas.
So talking about how kids, like, know what they want all the time.
Wait, do they?
Yeah. Like,
in my experience, that is not always the case. Some children do not know what they want.
Well, this child is just very, like, opinionated, and she knows what she likes, and...
My kind of human being, frankly. I was going to say my
really
kind of kid,
nice.
But just my kind of human being, period.
Yeah, it's really nice. And so, like, she wanted to go to the museum, we did that, but, like, every new exhibit, she's like, this is boring, let's do the next thing. And you do that, and then she's like, okay, I've had enough of that, here's the next thing. And she just, like, ran
awesome.
Through it.
Awesome.
And then... outside, she just wanted to hang out with the pigeons. So we go to this fucking huge museum, spend $100 to be there. And
she's like, please give me a
loaf
of Wonder Bread and some space. I got some pigeons to work.
Yeah. So she was, like my sister said, that when she got back, she said that her favorite things were the pigeons and building a fort with Mr. Mark. Because when we went to our workout classes, Mark babysat. And they turned our living room into a big fortress, and that was her favorite part of the whole trip. And so I feel like I have competition now. I'm
that
not the favorite
very adorable.
Anymore.
I don't doubt that you're still the favorite, Linda. You're very cool.
Yeah,
I was going to ask, did this trip to New York, did this give you additional cred with her? Is she like, wow, you live in this amazing place that I now have experienced? You're like a very cool aunt.
Yeah, but again, like with the way that she is very honest and straightforward about stuff, she like looked at our stairs and was like, why are these so like crooked? Cause you know, our house was built in 1880. So we have old stairs, and we also have to walk down into like the cellar to get into our front door. And so every time we did that, she's like, this is weird. Why do you have to do this?
Mm-hmm. She's you go on the subway and she's like, why is this train so stinky? And why is this infrastructure so badly maintained?
Yeah, exactly. And you're just like, I know it's weird and it's not ideal, But give me a break, kid. You don't understand.
This
our
kid,
rent
this
is
kid
as
grew
much
up
as
in Serenby. They got some messed up ideas about how buildings right? are supposed to work and how symmetrical and normal things are supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, she was very open and honest about those types of things, and I'm like, you don't get it, kid. You don't understand what
Once
we do to
lives
be here.
Here for 8 years, it just eats away at you. You accept it.
But it was sweet. What did you do with your long weekend?
Oh, we did so many things. We went down to D.C. and saw Hillary's mother, which was very nice. Spent some time with her. And then we went to a minor league baseball game.
What?
I know. Some good friends of ours who also live down in D.C. There's a minor league team that's basically in between Baltimore and D.C. It's like a 30-40 minute drive for both of us. So
that's
we did
fun.
That, and that was interesting. I mean,
what snacks did you eat?
Let's see. I ate a hot dog, and then I ate a bunch of French fries, and then they had these funnel cake fries. So it's like funnel cake material, but in like fry shape. So it's easier to eat, and you don't have to rip pieces of the funnel cake off. So I had some of that. That was good. It was fun. I mean, I don't care about baseball at all, but it's a nice excuse to sit outside and see friends and stuff and eat garbage food, which is always welcome. And it was, the stadium is entirely outside. Like, it's a very tiny stadium. It's, like, barely anything, and there's no indoor space at all. And they had just ended the mask mandate, like, the Friday before the Sunday we went.
Oh, wow.
But it was still, like, every other row seating, so it was still pretty socially distant, which was nice. But
that's cool.
Just nobody wearing masks. I mean, nobody cared, basically. Like, the people taking your tickets that work for the venue, just, out there with no mask. I was like, all right, well, I guess.
Whoa.
I guess this is just over now.
We're doing this. Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, did that. It was very nice. And then went for
a nice
big long hike on Monday.
Wow. Where'd you hike?
There's a lot of, little parks nearby. We went to a park called Cromwell Valley State Park. And it was... I guess you don't have any cicadas up there, really, because you're in the city. You don't really have any cicada experience up there.
No, not really.
There's quite a few in Baltimore around us. We live in a pretty green part of the city. But this park was, overrun. Like, it was, at some points, so loud that we could barely hear each other. Like, we couldn't even talk over the sound of the cicadas because it was such a loud noise. And they're just, hundreds all over every tree. It was a true brood.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember being like that in Georgia. The so loud you can't hear things.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So that's what I did, Linda.
So that's cool.
I had kind of a bad morning this morning. I'm kind of upset.
Why? What happened?
Well, did I tell you months ago that Hillary and I finally upgraded our bed to a king size bed?
Oh, that's amazing.
It is
I don't
great.
Know that you did, but
well,
wow.
We decided months ago to make this commitment because everything was backordered for a gazillion million years. And so the bed we ordered is not even going to come till next week. It's been 12 or 14 weeks.
Begun to enjoy the comforts of the bed.
Well, we didn't know when the bed would come. So we went ahead and bought the mattress and the sheets and everything. The sheets also took 12 weeks to come, but they arrived last week. But the mattress got here much faster. So we've been sleeping on just the ground on our king-size mattress for a while.
Okay.
And, I did all the research, got a Consumer Reports account, read all the reviews for all the mattresses, and made what I believe to be a very prudent mattress purchasing
decision. What'd you go with? What'd you get?
Oh, we got a Sleep Fresh mattress, which...
Sleep Fresh.
Which I liked just because the website was very simple. They didn't do any, bullshit, coupon code marketing nonsense. They make, a mattress. And their whole thing is that, they make the same mattress... that I think basically every other mattress company makes. The very in vogue mattress right now is this hybrid spring and foam mattress.
Right.
So it's that. But it's just there are two things are that the website is very clean and simple and they don't upsell you on any nonsense. And also the mattress itself is entirely made of all natural hypoallergenic stuff. It's clean is why it's called fresh. It's a very clean, no chemicals kind of mattress.
Nice.
Anyway, we've been sleeping on it for 2 months and it was fine, but not great. But not great, and I felt like, look, these things have 100-day free trials or whatever, and the whole point of getting a big fancy bed is I don't want to settle, right? I want to get a good mattress for it,
right?
So I was all right, well, let's I eventually came around to, and it, actually, it's been a little worse than fine for me, honestly. It's been I'm a side sleeper, and this is very boring, but I was just getting some like tension in my shoulder when I was sleeping on my side. I would wake up sometimes and my arm's asleep, and I was like, this is like not good enough for the one bed we're gonna have forever. Anyway, I decided, yeah, I'm gonna call it in. I'm gonna like, you know, do the return and like try another mattress out.
Okay, because I have a similar experience. I can't wait to see how yours turned out.
Oh, so I mean, my review of this company is fabulous. Like, I emailed them and was like, hey, it's not really working for me. What's the process? And they were like, no problem, no questions asked. They just like sent me a link to this third party service that'll pick it up, and I can schedule it whenever I want. And they're like, here you go, yeah, it's all good. Like, it was great, fantastic.
Oh wow, easy great. Return.
So I do recommend this company, and for other people, maybe this mattress would be great for you. It just wasn't right for me. Anyway, I had other friends that had ordered some other mattress from another company and ended up returning it, and they said the way I returned it, it was like they just basically had the mattress donated. Like, that was what the company did. Like, the company doesn't want the mattress back. They're not going to sell a used mattress, and so they basically arranged for a donation. And I was like, oh, that's great. That's what they should do. And I assume that's what would happen here, too. Like, it's a brand new mattress. We've been sleeping on it for 2 months with, like, a mattress protector. It's, like, brand new. And I was, like, called it in. I figured this, like, company, that this third party would be, like, a donation company. And they picked it up this morning, Linda, and that shit's just going right to the dump. And I feel awful.
Oh, no.
I feel so bad. Like, I was, like, you know, the guy pulled up in a truck, and there's, like, a bunch of garbage already in the back of the truck. And I'm like, oh, no. This is not a good sign. So I just feel like shit now, because it's, like, now I feel like my like little princess in the pea, this mattress is slightly uncomfortable for me, is resulted in like a giant king size mattress worth of like waste that's in a dump somewhere, and I just feel like shit.
Andy, I'm so sorry. That does suck, because like I think about that when you look, I mean, especially living in New York, and you see the sheer amount of human being that there is, and I'll just like look at the building sometimes and be like, there's a mattress behind every single one of these sets of windows.
Yeah,
and all of those mattresses have to go somewhere to die.
Yeah.
It's wild. Is there just like a giant mattress cave somewhere where they're all not decomposing?
Well, like, I don't know. Like, we got rid of our old mattress and we like sold it to somebody who like, you know, wanted a used mattress and it was like still in good condition. So like we gave them a mattress for like $50 or something. And like that I feel great about. Like, great, here you go. Here's a mattress for you.
Right.
And it is very upsetting to me that I mean... maybe if I had like asked the company like, hey, will you give me a refund and like just let me donate this mattress, they probably wouldn't let me know, because then they can't verify that like this third party service verifies that they received the mattress from them and like, you know, got it
right
from me, and then I get my refund. And so it's like they probably wouldn't even let me donate it on my own and like do that work. They had to pay for the service. They'd pay this third party company. Like,
yeah.
I could have saved them that money just giving this mattress away on Facebook or Craigslist or to some like company that takes donations, and it would have been better for the world. But not good for their bottom line, Linda, and I just feel like
I feel
shit
like,
now.
I feel like this should be like a whole Last Week Tonight episode.
Well, great. John Oliver, give me a call. I'm happy to be a guest.
I could see him ranting about this for a full hour, because it does
so
seem like one of those
stupid
systems that's just so flawed. It's like this huge, weird, what do you even call it? It is a system.
I don't know.
So, a way of whatever. Like, our whole society does this.
Our way of whatevering things is bad.
Well, I want to know, like, what mattress situations are like in different countries. Because America clearly has this, like, you go to a store, you try out a mattress, but now it's like, you go online, you read a bunch of reports, and then you get a mattress. But it's like this weird lottery where you won't really know until you fall asleep on it and wake up the next day how it feels. And then once you've done that, it's essentially like, yeah, dumpster trash. It's just... it's too late.
Well,
the company's
like, and now I feel like our new mattress, which we've had for like 4 days, feels better to me initially, but I think it'll take some time for me to know. And like now I'm just like, I'm not going to, there's no way I'm sending that mattress also to the dump, even if it doesn't work for me, right? Like, I'm more than happy to take advantage of these companies that are doing their like 100-day free trials, because that's part of their business model. And like, goddammit, if I don't like your product, then, you know, tough. But I'm not willing to do it at the expense of putting a goddamn mattress in a dump. Like, it's just so fucking wasteful.
That sucks.
It's a dumb thing, but I've been like, I felt like a pit in my stomach all morning. I picked the mattress up this morning at like 8:30, and I was like, oh no. And
yeah.
I feel shitty now.
So I went through what you went through back in like 2017 or something, and I ended up going with the Helix mattress, and did the same situation. I like looked at a bunch of different reviews and whatever, and this one seemed good. They did have the stupid like coupon trickery at checkout, and it showed up, and it was the hardest thing that I've ever felt in my life. Like, it was just like like a rock, like an actual rock. And so I, like, you know, it came that morning, so I let it breathe all night. I had, like, been sleeping on an air mattress, so, like, I let it, like, fully expand, and then the next day, like, slept on it. It was horrible. And so I emailed the company and was just like, hey, like, this is horrible, and I cannot sleep on this. Please come take it away. And they, like, kind of refused. They were like, we will if you try our mattress topper first. And so they basically,
I've heard of this like runaround that a lot of companies will give you where they're like,
right. Yeah. So they sent me this like 2-inch thick piece of memory foam basically. And, that is like wrapped in its own special like protector thing, and put that on top of the mattress. And it was still like not great. And so I like said that, and they were like, give it 2 weeks. You know, like sometimes the mattress just really needs to expand, and it's still expanding for like a month or whatever. And you're like, well, you're like free. Give it back time is like a month. So isn't that convenient? And then I just ended up keeping it, and I still sleep on this mattress.
Wait,
every
you still
night.
Have it?
I still have it.
No.
I know, because like the mattress topper thingy actually did kind of like make it a little bit better. And I do kind of like a firm, I like a firm couch. I like a firm mattress. I like a firm thing to rest my bones on. But yeah, now that Mark's sleeping on it, he's like, hey, this mattress kind of sucks.
Yeah,
and,
well, let me tell you about that.
But we're at a point in our relationship where we're talking about getting a king size mattress.
Dude,
so
it's fucking great. I can't lie.
Yeah. Like, and I think we need that game changer in our life. And I'm like extra worried about getting as much sleep as I possibly can now, because last week my mom got like a kind of an Alzheimer's diagnosis, which really sucks. And
oh, Linda, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's a different conversation that we'll have another time. All but right. Like one of the only
whatever you want to talk.
What's annoying about that disease is that they really don't know anything about it. Like, they know like what it is and how it works, kind of, but they don't really know like how to prevent it. They're just like, well, just get as much sleep as you possibly can and like be healthy. And, like, maybe you won't get it. So sleep is a huge part of it. Like, uninterrupted REM sleep. And so I'm looking into the king size for that reason. Because once you, like, go sleep on a king size in a hotel or something, you're like, whoa, this is what I'm missing out.
It's so much better. Especially with 2 people and a dog. Like, total game changer. Total game changer. Also, I got to say.
Yeah, especially when one of those people is, like, 6'4".
Yeah. And when we're talking about mundane things, I got to say, separate sheets and blankets, dude. It's huge.
This is a thing we haven't tried yet.
Huge.
Is one of you a snorer though? Because I'm dealing with some snoring issues on my end.
I do know from experience that Mark snores. No, neither of us snore.
Yeah. So you know firsthand what I'm dealing with.
I do. I've been to a bachelor party or two with that man, and I know what happens.
Yeah, it's. I love him. I love him a lot. But sleeping ain't easy.
You gotta get some earplugs.
Well, I do. I have like a whole little. I have a whole tub of them next to the bed.
Do you have a white noise machine too? You got a double layer.
Oh yeah,
white noise machine.
I have both.
Earplugs.
Yeah, I have the hippie one that they put outside of therapist's office.
That's the one I have too. I'm sure we talked about this multiple times in this show before.
Probably. Yeah. And then I have the earplugs. And I think the king size, because lately, sometimes I'll just get up and I'll go sleep in the other room in the middle of the night. And then that's always like a sad morning, you know? We're like, why'd you get out of bed? And you're like, well.
Thing is, you made sleeping impossible with your body.
And I need that sleep.
Has he had like, I guess we shouldn't talk about Mark's medical history, but like if he has not, he should like talk to a doctor about like looking at is his septum deviated? Like there are things that can be remedied about snoring. Not all of it is unstoppable.
I think it's like a mixture of things. I think it's like because I do have those nasal strips that I sleep with every night, and so
you're really painting a picture of a very very cool sexy bedtime ritual where you put on a nasal strip, reach into your tub of earplugs, put in some earplugs, turn on your white noise machine.
Yes,
it's a good look.
Andy, I've been doing the nose strip thing for so long that I, like, back in the days where I would still, like, maybe potentially go on a date with someone after a few dates, maybe we hook up, and I was at a point in my late 20s where I was like, here's the deal. I sleep with a nose strip on it, and you're just going to have to fucking put up with it.
I'm curious about this. I mean, it's literally just a springy thing, right? Like, that's all it is.
Yeah, it's just like a really stiff, like, piece of plastic with some adhesive on it. And so you stick it on your nose and it just opens up your nasal cavities.
All right, I want this too. I'm going to try this. I'm always looking for new sleep technology, so I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, you should try it. So there's that, the earplugs, but I don't like the way they make the insides of my ears feel. They feel all itchy when I take them out in the mornings.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But yeah. Anyways, fine. Anything else boring and mundane?
Well, I just want to say that the replacement mattress we got is of the Helix brand. It is it sounds like you have the all foam mattress.
I think I do.
Yeah, it's not the all foam version. It is their hybrid version, and it's the plussed up luxe version of their hybrid mattress.
Okay.
And like I said, it's only 4 days in. So far, it seems a little better. Time will tell. Okay. But
and like I
boy,
said,
I'm
mine
really
was back in 2017. So I think they had just started when I got theirs, and I had just gotten done doing some branding stuff for the Tomorrow mattress, which was like, I forget which company it was. It was like Sealy or one of the main mattress brands. Like, they were trying to get into the hipster box mattress market.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And anyways,
it's awful. I hate that my mattress is in the dump. I will say that if you read the small print now, all of these free trial times, they all have a minimum amount of time and also a maximum. So, like, the Sleep Fresh you had to have for at least 30 days, and then you could return it up to 100 days. So you had to be in that window.
Okay, that makes sense.
Helix, I think, is like you have to have it for 4 weeks, and then you can return it within 60 days or something. I don't know what the deal is.
Got it.
I'm sure as fuck not sending another mattress to a dump. I will, like, just sell this one and buy a new mattress before I'll do that. So
yeah, exactly. What if somebody bought it and then put it in the dump?
I mean, at some point, Linda, I can't be responsible for all the chaos in the world.
Are you going to go work? Are you going to go be a good boy and do good work for your clients today?
I am going to work, though. I do, right after I leave this call, today is Hillary's first day back in the office.
Oh,
and I'm going to pick up some flowers and deliver them to her so she can have a nice bowl of flowers in her office for her first day.
I was
going to
say something so rude. I thought you were going to be like, I'm going to go make naked lunch. Fucking YOLO. But no, you're doing something sweet.
Yeah,
that's so
and also
sweet.
I do a lot of stuff that she's around anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, cool. Good.
But yeah, I'm going to go get her some flowers. She loves flowers, and she's excited to be back at her office, I think. She's a very social creature, so she's very glad to be back.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Happy for us.
All right,
Linda,
buddy.
It's been a pleasure. I love you very much.
I love you very much, and I miss you.
I miss
you
too.
See you sometime.
I'm doing a Northeast tour. It's going to happen sometime this summer. I swear to you.
All right, let's do it.
Whether you want me or not, I'm coming.
Yay. All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Bye. Send Lenny my regards.
Will do. Bye-bye.